Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
I started a bit of a debate across the Riverland by accident. See, I'd come to work on Monday and went into the kitchen, opened the fridge to put my lunch in, and saw that someone had left a block of chocolate in there, which sparked the question, does chocolate belong in the fridge? I am a solid no. I think you crack your teeth on it, it doesn't taste as good. The whole point of chocolate is that it's this luxurious, melt-in-your-mouth thing, and that's what I get when I leave my chocolate out on the cupboard. But we had quite a few people call into the show yesterday to tell me very mixed opinions. Some people do keep it in the fridge, some people don't. Now, I decided to sort of try and settle this once and for all. I put a poll up on Facebook and Instagram. It is still there if you do want to go and have your say. But I just looked at the results at the moment. On Instagram, 94 votes for yes, 95 votes for no. Interesting. And on Facebook, 36 votes for yes, 22 for no. So very split there. What's going on, Facebook people? You're clearly wrong. We've had some messages come through as well, because you can, of course, message us at Magic931 on Facebook and Instagram. One person said she likes to keep hers in the freezer, which I thought was just playing with fire. It's not for me. Another one said depends on the temperature, and that was Whitey's opinion as well when I spoke to him yesterday, because obviously if it's 47 degrees as it gets out in the Riverland, you don't really want your chocolate sitting on the bench. So for that reason, I can kind of understand it. However, I'm still strongly opposed to chocolate being put in the fridge. And like I said, head on over to Facebook and Instagram at Magic931. Have your vote. It'll still be there for a few more hours because, I don't know, Riverland, we're very divided on this one.